in studio now. We're joined by Yanir Grinder. He's a political liaison. He's going to tell us more about the event tomorrow. Yair, welcome to Chai FM. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you for having me. Always good to be in these studios.
So tell us more about your work. You're a political liaison.
Yeah.
Which is fancy French. What does it mean? I mean,
to be honest, I don't even know what it means. I think
that's not the right answer.
I mean, my portfolio is quite diverse.
Okay.
So political liaison sort of encompasses my general portfolio.
Okay.
But in short, I'm driving the great debate tomorrow. And we're hosting it as you mentioned, at the Surat Community Center. We're going to be inviting five representatives from five different political parties.
And can you tell us which those parties are? We were guessing in studio.
Yeah.
We want to see who wins.
So it's been on our posters and flyers. It's the ANC, the DA, COPE, IFP, and who did I forget?
I don't know.
And the ACDP.
Where's the EFF?
So we consulted on the EFF. This was consulted in-house. We decided against having the EFF at our event, for certain reasons. One being, what they wrote specifically with regards to Israel in their manifesto. We thought it was blatantly anti-Zionist, and, I don't think the Jewish voters are especially, we'd especially come out to see the EFF.
Very interesting conundrum that, because just because you don't like what somebody says doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to it. But hey, that's just not
I think it's more than that. I think, at least from our perspective, I think the EFF would be destructive at an event like ours. I don't think they would be specifically coming to gain any sort of Jewish votes.
Yeah,
I think they'd use the platform rather to get all different, because there'll be media tomorrow at the event. So they'll use the platform, to try bring in votes from all different communities other than the Jewish community. So I think that sort of sets up a toxic environment. And that was our,
your stance on the matter.
My stance on the matter.
No,
yeah.
Fair enough. Kind of makes some sense.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting touch point on the debate, Yanir, because especially in the last couple of months, media perception and opinion of the EFF. Well, let's just say it's complicated, as the kids say on Facebook.
Yeah.
But what's interesting today in the EFF presser is that Malema specifically apologized to Karima Brown for broadcasting her personal cell phone number.
Isn't that fascinating, hey? When you bully the bully, they generally relent.
Well, I think the closer we get to election time, the more crazy things are going to get. People will say all sorts of things.
There might be a lot of retractions all over the place.
Yeah, it's a bunch of electioneering. And we can't really read what into it. I think it's just also important to note that the SAJBD are a non-partisan organization. Mm. So we don't particularly choose who to have. Our five parties were based on a number of, discussions and consultations.
Is most of the big ones. It's number 1, 2, 4.
Yeah.
And the ACDP and COPE, which are of course interesting when we get to that second tier of parties.
Yeah.
Yanir, so just to recap, it's at the Rabbi Cyril Harris Community Center, which is in the Great Park Shul premises, just off the highway, over here on the Glenhove off ramp. I'm pointing, you can't see in studio, but I've got no sense of direction. Chai FM will be doing a live outside broadcast.
Yeah, so just the importance to mention that. So, tickets are sold out. So just important to note that. However, the Chai FM will be doing a live broadcast from the event. And that broadcast will start at 7 p.m. Myself and Charisse, my colleague, will be introducing, the representatives of the parties, just sort of providing context before we move into the debate at 7:30. So for one, we request that all people that are attending the debate arrive on time. We'd like to get started at 7:30 p.m.
So not Jewish time.
Yeah, not Jewish time.
Okay.
And those that would like to just tune into Chai FM, that will start at 7 p.m.
All right. So obviously a very popular event, already sold out. You can continue listening to us tomorrow evening. Wow, it's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
It's a crazy time for elections.
Yeah, thank you for going to the effort to actually give us the forum where we can gain the knowledge that we need to make the right decisions.
It's just one last thing that I wanted to say before I leave you guys. For me, it's always because there's been a lot of sort of apathy, I think, amongst specifically the youth, and specifically the Jewish youth.
Mm.
And I always say, I don't mind whether you would choose to vote or not vote. I think as long as you're engaged in the voting process, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, no, that's so, unfortunately where we're going to have to leave it. We're already hugely
late. Sorry.
No. All good.
It's not true. We just tended to talk too much. I mean,
we have to cross to news, albeit 2 minutes late, Sash.